Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guest, who is standing by to talk with me this morning about the San Juan County Partnership. Anna Krutzke is joining me via Zoom this morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Scott. I'm so glad to be with you this morning.
Great to talk with you. And I think the last time we were together, you were kind of new to the job at the San Juan County Partnership, at least last time we were talking on the radio. And so tell me how it's going.
That's right. Last time we were talking, I think it was in April, and it was when Pamela Drake was heading out and I was coming in.
Right.
And we had just settled into sort of this new reality that we are all experiencing. So I think we did that from Zoom as well, or even Skype. I can't remember now.
Right. So long ago. And now we're old hats at Zoom and Skype. We could do it with our eyes closed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Before it was brand new technology.
Yeah, it's been a ride. It's kind of amazing with everything that has gone on that we have been able to continue to put all of our programming out there. We've really made some changes, you know, within the organization, just sort of how we're operating. So almost all of our employees are working from home, or some people out in the field without seeing a lot of people, so social distancing,
of course,
but mostly from home, and doing incredibly well. I am so proud and impressed with our entire staff and how they've adapted to continuing to enforce the mission of what the partnership has been trying to do for many years with their prevention and education efforts, and finding new ways to get our messaging out there. And so that's been very successful.
Very good. But of course, the mission of the partnership hasn't changed at all. You are still doing the work that the partnership has been doing for decades in our
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely, yeah. No, our mission is still working together with people of all ages and cultures to develop community wellness and prevention awareness. And that has not changed at all. No, it's just a matter of how do we get that education and messaging out there. That's the part, you know, that is ever evolving.
You bet.
Because we're not in the schools anymore. We don't, we can't put up posters like did. We're not attending health fairs. So some of the things that we've done is really reaching out more in social media, working with other people within the community, participating with some of the either Facebook events with other organizations like San Juan Safe Communities, doing some trainings that we try to advertise to appropriate audiences over Zoom or other types of links. And so that seems to be working so far.
Mm-hmm.
I could jump right into one of our programs that we just started this last year, which is Partnerships for Success.
Right. Yep.
Which is a grant that is a 5-year grant from the federal government that focuses on reduction of use and misuse of alcohol and marijuana with young people. So we were originally going to be doing putting some ads up in like a video ad at the movie theaters where people were going to be going. We were going to be doing some presentations within the schools. So instead of that, we've actually partnered with KOB on the television and mm-hmm. put our video out there. A couple of the Northern Navajo Medical Center and then the DZ Clinic have run our video there as well, and we've been getting great feedback. Obviously, we're using Facebook and Instagram as another place that we are putting messaging out. And I'm surprised at how much positive reaction we have received back from those places as well. So, in a time where we have been used to, like I said, going to health fairs, going into schools, and doing a lot of printed materials to get messaging out into the community, we're having to come up with some different ideas. I don't know if anybody has seen our billboards. We have three billboards around the community, one in Kirtland, one headed on 64 east towards Bloomfield, and then one on the corner of Murray Drive. So those are also all part of this particular initiative.
Very good. And so this,
It's been fun.
Yeah, I would think so. And of course, it is always, I think from a marketing perspective, there's a lot of folks that would say, boy, there's really no magic bullet these days when you're trying to get your messages out to the public of what the best medium is to use. It really is a mix of all these things that you're talking about, whether it's television or radio or billboards or print in to a certain degree. I think it's all of those things, don't you?
Absolutely. It is all of those things. And yeah, I mean, we're learning as we're going. We're, you know, taking advantage of as many trainings and learning about how to get messaging out. How do you reach people? And we're being really creative and saying, okay, so let's try this or let's try that. And as new ideas come up, such as creating more video content, which people seem to really gravitate towards.
You bet. And with this Partnership for Success program that we're talking about, Anna Kretzky, I mean, this is a more positive norms type of a campaign as well, right? Which I'm always impressed about, because you're really not talking about how many kids are doing the negative thing. You're trying to promote the positive of how many kids are choosing not to do alcohol, drugs,
exactly,
and those things, right?
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, with everybody, is that they're, you know, kids are going to be kids, and kids are going to, you know, they're going to binge drink, and they're going to all smoke marijuana, and they're all going to, experiment with drugs and alcohol. And the reality is that that's not true. You know, most kids this day and age are very safe and thoughtful about what they're, you know, how they're treating their bodies. You know, I think, you know, there is an understanding of general wellness, and that drugs and alcohol are not an answer to, that's not the only way to have fun. So we do a lot of work on getting survey data. So all of our information is data driven, and we use that data to have an understanding of what are most kids doing? You know, what are most people doing? Most people do not ever drink and drive. You know, most people do not binge drink. Most people do not smoke marijuana. So, you know, that those statistics and that data is really important. And if you want more information about some of the specifics on that, we do have links on our website that can give you information.
Right.
And we are also working on building a dashboard that we're going to continue to be putting new emerging data on as it comes out. And we're going to, I think that will be complete in November. So we're working on getting that happening as well.
Well, that's just in a couple of weeks. So good luck. good luck with
that. Well, by the end of November.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. There you go.
I don't have a specific date yet.
Of course. No, that's fine. But I think it really is amazing for folks to learn that maybe, you know, just what you're saying is that most people don't do the negative, don't drink and drive. They're not using drugs. The teenagers that we stereotype are not misbehaving or not doing the wrong choices and all those different types of things. And these things are backed up by data that you all collect, that the partnership has collected along with other agencies in the state, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, you know, and, you know, for me, you know, coming into this and doing a lot of learning and working on becoming a certified preventionist myself, you know, I am really excited about how using positive norms and positive upbeat messaging can really shift people's perspective. You know, I think, you know, not focusing on all the negatives and really focusing on what's the positive things that are happening with people around our community and all over the place makes such a difference. And I think it makes us feel better when we talk positively and when we think about what good is happening and the good that people are creating. And so that for me, that's refreshing, having worked, you know, from the service side where things were really tough, and to come from a much more positive perspective.
Well, especially during these times, I have to agree with
you.
And it's great to have a positive take on some of these really pressing social issues that we know we have. There are problems in our community, but it's great to look at the other side too, that shows that most of our population are making the right choices. And that brings me to another program I wanted to ask you about this morning, Anna Kretzky, and that is this Be True to Yourself campaign. It seems to go along these same lines, right, of trying to, again, enhance the positive and focus on the positive?
Yeah, so that is actually part of the same program. So the Be True to Yourself, that message and that logo came out of a survey and some studying that we did with San Juan College last winter and early spring. And we are the folks that we work with who do our data collection and statistical analysis worked with the college age students and some high school age students and said, so, you know, what resonates with you? What do you want to hear? What are you feeling that would be helpful? And so that particular Be True to Yourself message, one of the ones that was the most strong when people felt like it really resonated with them.
Very good. Well, and it's a great reminder, too, especially, again, during these times to remember ourselves, remember, you know, how we're doing, how our families are doing, all those types of things. So it's a great reminder.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, too, about a couple other things that the partnership has been involved with. One of those, of course, is AmeriCorps, that great service program. And I know we've talked to some of your folks working with AmeriCorps on this program about some of the opportunities, the volunteer opportunities, and how unique a program that is, especially in our area. I know it works a lot on the reservation and a lot with veterans, which, of course, is another great members of our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So our AmeriCorps program basically gives a stipend to people for school and a living allowance for people who qualify, who want to become a volunteer. And during that their volunteer time, it can be part-time, half-time, quarter-time, or full-time. And you can get in touch with our offices if you want to apply for that program. But you learn that we have happening right now are on with the Seticon chapter on the reservation, and we help you learn how to support veterans and what their needs are, such as how do you access resources within the community. You know, oh, I need firewood. You know, where can I get some help getting some firewood brought to my house? We've done some help with rebuilding some decks or entrances to people's homes who their mobility is not what it used to be. So we built some ramps.
Right.
Helping with them build some driveways, and then basically helping people to connect with other veterans, and so that they don't feel so isolated and alone, and accessing the chapter house to make things easier, again, to access resources. And the other project that we're working on with AmeriCorps right now is to build a trail along the river. So I think we are working on a 4-mile section currently that just gives people access to be able to enjoy walking along the river, getting some exercise, getting outside, and just seeing the beauty of the place that we live in right now.
Right. There you go. And that trail, I think, is kind of being built, if I'm not mistaken, in the Shiprock area. Am I correct? Along the San Juan?
Correct. That's exactly where it's being built. Yes.
Nice. Because I know we have great river trails in other parts of the county, but not so much maybe on the western side of the county. So it's a great improvement over there, and great work by the AmeriCorps volunteers. So another great program.
Yes.
that you're doing. Let me ask you, too, a little bit about the housing program that the San Juan County Partnership is involved with as well. Give us an update on that.
Well, our housing program is actually growing. Things are moving along pretty well. It's kind of amazing. We were able to secure some funding through the state of New Mexico through the CARES Act, which has increased the funding that we are getting, that we're able to give to people within the community. Unfortunately, you know, this is a time when people have lost work and may be struggling to pay rent and really having a difficult time just, you know, kind of meeting basic needs. So we are able to help with some move-in costs and rental assistance through quite a few different grants right now. And some of those are giving us an opportunity to support people with who may not have qualified in the past because they've made too much money. And some of that, sorry, I've got some dogs talking in the background.
That's okay.
Some of that, those numbers, you don't have to have that much less income than you might have in the past. So it's definitely worth reaching out to us
right.
if you think you might be eligible.
Very
then we
good.
We can certainly do a screening.
True. And folks can do that through your website, Anna Krutsky, I imagine, the Salmon County Partnerships website?
Yes, they can access through our website. That's going to need to be a phone call, and I can give that
okay.
phone number for our housing is 325-1178.
325-1178 for the Salmon County Partnership Housing Program. Great. And I know that you mentioned the CARES Act and some of that money. There's been a lot of kind of influx in money for programs to help folks who are maybe struggling. And so I think it's really important that folks check on some of these things if they are struggling and need assistance. Places like the Salmon County Partnership, and I know ECHO is also doing some work with that. We're going to be talking with them on Monday about some of the things that they are doing, but lots of possibilities, or at least maybe additional possibilities than there are normally, because this is not a normal year.
It is not a normal year, and actually, I was on a meeting yesterday with ECHO, with the PATH, myself, and with several folks from the city, and we are working on all talking together to make sure that we are getting the message out to let everybody know and each other know what the programs are that are available for people for those supports.
Very good. Very good. Before we run out of time, I want to ask you about the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities support that the Salmon County Partnership provides. This is all about getting maybe more locally grown, more locally produced foods into the mouths of kids in our communities.
Yes. So one of, you know, Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities is a grant that we work with through the Department of Health in New Mexico. And it's really amazing. Patience Williams, who manages that particular program, has a ton of energy and is doing really good work. You know, because most kids are not in school, they've gone up to fifth grade for some, we've really been, we were worried about what we were going to be able to do. But one of the most exciting things is that the farm to schools program, which means farmers are able to either give or sell produce directly to the school district, and the school lunch folks, who are really incredible, incorporate that and are creating meals for all of the kids in San Juan County. And that is getting out to them, whether they're in school or not, through the bus system. They're
right.
able to put together meals and distribute those with local foods, which is a great way to support our local economy and the farmers within our communities and the health of the children within our community.
Very true. And I know we've talked about that on this program before. Patience
yes.
is a great guest and right. A lot, I don't know where she finds the energy. Probably from all that healthy food she eats, I imagine. Is where it comes from. But we sometimes forget that even though a lot of schools maybe are not back fully, certainly for face-to-face classes, the school districts are still sending out meals to kids. They've been doing that since things started, I know, with the bus,
yes,
school
since,
buses
since
and bus
March.
Routes.
Yes.
And so
yeah.
that's an important thing. And another bigger important thing, as you mentioned, the farmers, to kind of create that economic infrastructure, if you will, to provide more demand, and maybe farmers will grow more crops and become more successful, and we have a more sustainable local economy with this local food network that program is helping to develop here.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Very good. Well, I do want to ask you, you've got a fundraiser, I know, coming up in a little bit, and but maybe give us a little shout out for your dogs that we hear in the background. I know, because
I know
you're trying
really
very hard to do
five
different things at once, and that's okay.
Right.
You have a new puppy, so we want to give a shout out to the new puppy.
I have a new 13-week-old puppy Finley and an older 6-year-old dog.
Nice.
And they were sleeping really nicely, and now they're playing in the other room, but
that's
it's
okay.
Definitely in the background.
That's all right. Well, good for them, and they're more behaved than my dog would be. I can tell you that during an interview. So they're already on the right track. But you have a big fundraiser coming up too for the San Juan County Partnership. We weren't able to do our usual San Juan County's Got Talent show this year that I'm always excited to be a part of just because of 2020. But instead, you've got something else up your sleeve.
Yeah, so, you know, I was definitely disappointed that we weren't able to do some kind of, event within the community that was
the dogs. The dogs know we're talking about them. I'm sorry. The dogs know we're talking about them. Sorry.
I am going to let them out real quick, and then I'm going to.
Okay.
And I have not run away.
And he's going to go let the dogs out because, you know, if you have a new dog, you got to do that. So I understand, and we'll let her do that real quick. But I'm talking with Anna Krutzke. She is executive director of the San Juan County Partnership. She is joining me from her home via Zoom, where she is taking care of her two dogs, including that new puppy. And so welcome back, and not a problem.
Thank you.
They're doing fine, but let's talk about this fundraiser that's a little bit different. So we're not going to get together like we normally do, but you've still been thinking outside the box of putting something else together.
Right. So we thought we'd do an art auction this year, and, you know, because that's something that we could do virtually. So November 20th through 27th, we've hired an organization called Bidding for Good, and on their website, and as I get more information, I will send it out.
Okay.
We will be putting local art you know, artists from around the community who have generously donated. So I have about 17 pieces currently. I have some paintings. I have a Kachina doll. I have a some sculpture and some really fun pieces. And we're continuing to look for donations. So if any artists out there are interested in donating a piece, to us, it will go, you know, into our programming. And I'm super excited. I don't know exactly how it's going to look, but I know that this organization puts it out to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to, you know, get some good bids on some really neat pieces. And like I said, as I know more, and we've just started to photograph all the art, we will be getting that messaging out and give people more information. But it's being at the end of November, I thought it would be a great time, you know, for people who are looking for Christmas presents and things of that nature,
right,
to put that out.
Very exciting. And this is an online situation, so it's safe to do, and you can check it out and look at all the different pieces of art and bid.
Yeah.
And it all starts on about November the 20th, you said.
November 20th through the 27th, you'll be able to bid. And we will have the art that can be picked up in our office. And we have our offices are super safe right now. We never have more than one or two people there. Or we can deliver individual pieces to people in the community, as long as you're not too far out in the world there.
Right. Or I imagine they could arrange for shipping or whatever.
Absolutely. So. Shipping is always an option.
True. Very good. And, of course, we have some great, talented artists in the community that I'm sure are helping out as well. And kudos to them for always kind of answering the call when the call goes out for pieces to put out for some of these fundraisers for other nonprofit agencies like the San Juan County Partnership.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Anna, we were just about out of time, but any final thoughts, again, about the work that you are doing? You mentioned, of course, with the schools being somewhat closed, you don't have the opportunity to go in and talk to the school children, as sometimes your folks do, to be able to talk about some of the campaigns that you're working on and just some of the reminders with those students, right?
Right. So, you know, one of the programs that we are working on is Strengthening Families program, where we're actually going to be doing some services. Again, it's going to be all online with three or four families at a time. And I think we're getting ready to get that program going. I think we have all the families, but there may be one more space available. And that's for kiddos from 10 to 14 and their parents. And it's a project that's about 3 hours commitment online over Zoom, a week with all kinds of fun projects to help just build some community relationships within the family and, you know, and make things tighter and feel better. So that's one thing that we're working on because we're unable to do as much in-person work. So really excited about that. Really, you know, excited to be able to continue to offer everything that we are doing in the community, and just really grateful for all the support and energy that we see people during this bizarre time.
Right. Well, that's very true. And I know the other shout out I wanted to give to the San Juan County Partnership is you all kind of host and coordinate the CHIC meetings, those Community Health Improvement Council meetings, which we appreciate. And every month we have a representative from CHIC on this program that talks a little bit about how we can make healthier communities. And that involves a whole big umbrella of things when you talk about what makes a community healthy, whether it's housing or medical care or transportation or education. It really runs the gamut, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And those meetings have been growing online, and we were able to have some great presenters. So it's definitely worth you know, tuning in and checking out. And the reminders for the CHIC meeting go out every month. I do believe it's the third Thursday of the month at 3 o'clock or 3:30. But those reminders go out regularly, and please don't hesitate to get in touch with us if you'd like to get on that mailing list or would like more information. And you can get a hold of us through the offices. We're at 1515 East 20th, or you can call 566-5867, and I would be happy to give you any information. Or you can email me at krutskya@sjcpartnership.org.
Okay, there you go. And again, those CHIC meetings are being held virtually during this crazy time, but in the past, they've been face-to-face.
Correct.
Very
yep.
good. Well, Anna, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thank you for thanks to the dogs for letting you join me today, too, for at least a little bit of time this morning. And I appreciate it very much. And thanks for all the work that you and the staff of the San Juan County Partnership is doing day in, day out.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
You bet. Great to talk with you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That is Anna Krutsky. She is the new executive director, of course, of the San Juan County Partnership. My guest this morning here on KSJE. Back with more, of course, in just a moment. The time right now is 8:40 a.m. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.